Hi, my name is Dan Absalonson, and these are a few of my video game memories. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was walking into the basement of my cousin's house, and there, on a huge big screen TV, was Super Mario Bros. For the NES. At home, I had an Atari. The joystick was pretty cool, but there was only one red button. The games were fun, but pretty limited, as were the graphics. The graphics I was seeing before me, however, just amazed me. All the bright colors on such a massive display, it looked so cool and so much fun to play. I did get to play it later that day, and eventually we got our own Nintendo Entertainment System. I never knew anything like Super Mario Bros. Or the NES was even possible before that day. I couldn't have imagined it until I saw it. I didn't know there was more than Atari out there, so it just blew me away. A very similar thing happened to me when the Nintendo 64 came out. For whatever reason, I wasn't a Nintendo Power subscriber till post-64. I wasn't aware that the 64 was out yet. I went to my friend's house to hang out, and was told he and his brother were in the basement. Once again, I saw Mario in all his newly realized glory on a big screen TV. Most people didn't have big screens back then, and when I say big, I'm talking a screen as tall as I was. On this monster screen, I saw them playing Mario 64. Everything was in three-dimensional space. The character was actually walking through a real 3D world. Mario could do flips, and you could hear his voice. It was crazy! I remember the graphics looking so good, I just couldn't believe it. I had to get it for myself. We bought a Nintendo 64 a little while later, and Mario 64 was the only game we had for months. That was just fine with us, because we played it for hours, getting all 120 stars and exploring all the secret things you could find in the game. It was so cool how Mario could run and dive and triple jump and do side flips and back flips and dive into the water and swim, all in a 3D world. So awesome.